This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV in hour number 3. Fortum Resources is the sponsor of this show. Very special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources, publicly traded diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share. 15 cents to $200 per share. It would be a pretty good stock if it went from 15 cents to 200 cents. It went from 15 cents to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. There's a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, Mark Bruner. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M Resources.com. Okay, lots of things in the news. So many going on, I just don't have time to get to all these stories, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the gift that keeps on giving, she says Trump's border wall is like the Berlin Wall. Can you imagine how stupid this 29-year-old ex-bartender is? She is like, I apologize to every bartender in America, because I think bartenders tend to be really smart people who are almost like psychologists without a psychology degree. So she's the exception to the rule. Okay? They probably hired her because she's cute, or she was cute, and they thought she'd, you know, pour a few drinks and attract more customers because she's cute. But it sure wasn't because she's a brain surgeon. The Berlin Wall, darling, was meant to keep people in, and our wall is meant to keep people out. It was meant to keep people in because socialism is such a horrible idea that people are willing to kill themselves or die trying to get out. And our wall's meant to keep them out because capitalism is such a good idea that nobody wants to leave and everybody wants to come in. And she wants to turn us to a capitalist country, a socialist country. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that ironic? Isn't that crazy? People are willing to die to leave Cuba and Venezuela and, of course, East Germany with the Berlin Wall. Die to get out. Our country, they're willing to die to get in. Because of capitalism, you moron. Communist moron. Wow. More on the Jesse Smollett. Things may have just gotten worse for Jesse. Is an article that just came out. We already know, at least we think we know, that Jesse Smollett paid two Nigerian brothers from Chicago to stage an assault on him. Let's just say that's alleged, but it sure seems like it's fact now. Now we're learning what else Smollett may have paid them to do and what he may have, why he may have paid for the hoax attack. He was upset after a racist letter sent to the show studio didn't get a bigger reaction. He suspected of paying two men to attack him a week later. When the letter didn't get enough attention, he concocted the staged attack. See, the attack should be a hate crime. He tried to make everyone hate innocent white males with Trump hats. And this is where it gets interesting. The letter that he felt was so terrible he didn't get enough attention for, that's also a hoax, I'll bet you. He received the letter containing white powder. The letter was mailed to Chicago's CineSpace Studios where the show Empire is filmed. The letter prompted a hazmat response. CPD says white substance was later determined to be aspirin. The note was crafted with letters cut out from magazines from words and pieced together message containing racial, homophobic threats. Nobody knows he's gay. No one even knows who you are. So right off the bat, I think it's a lie again. And then a magazine is one of the pieces of evidence retrieved from the brothers' home last week during a search conducted by Chicago PD. They also recovered a book of stamps. They mailed the letter. During the search of the brother's home, a piece of paper was seized. Police evidence logs, exclusively obtained by CBS2, show investigators took writing sample magazine and a wallet with stamps. So he wrote the same two brothers that staged the attack must have been paid to send the threatening letters in the first place. Wow. Here's the last bit of new info. Sources say at least one of the brothers bought the rope used in the incident at Smollett's request. The Empire actor paid for the rope, which is purchased at Crafty Beaver Hardware Store. January 25th, one of the brothers held the rope and poured bleach while the other wore a plain red hat and yelled slurs at Smollett. The red hat was bought at Uptown Beauty Supply Store. The attack was supposed to happen before January 29th. The brothers told detectives the three men rehearsed the attack days prior to it happening. Smollett paid the brothers $3,500 each. So this guy's got a real problem. The Nigerian brothers have turned on him. Now let's talk about what all the Democratic presidential candidates had to say about Jussie Smollett's fake attack when it happened. Remember, Wayne Root knew from the first second it was a fraud. From the first second. But not Cory Booker. Cory Booker said to those in Congress who don't feel the urgency to pass our anti-lynching bill designating lynching as a federal hate crime, I urge you to pay attention. Cory Booker. Kamala Harris tweeted out, Jussie Smollett is one of the most kindest, gentle human beings I know. I'm praying for his quick recovery. This was a modern-day lynching. No one should have to fear for their life because of their sexuality or the color of their skin. We must confront this hate. What say you now, Kamala, about hate? He's the hate one. Joe Biden said, what happened today to Jussie Smollett must never be tolerated in this country. We must stand up and demand that we no longer give this hate safe harbor. Homophobia and racism have no place in our streets or in our hearts. We're with you, Jussie. Bernie Sanders said the racist and homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett is a horrific instance of surging hostility towards minorities in this country. We must come together to eradicate all forms of bigotry and violence. Kirsten Gillibrand said this is sickening. This is a sickening and outrageous attack. And horribly, it's the latest of too many hate crimes against LGBTQ people and people of color. We're all responsible for condemning this behavior, praying for Jussie and his family. Elizabeth Warren, racism, homophobia, all forms of bigotry and hate have no place in this country. The fight for equality isn't over. No one should have to live in fear of being beaten on the street because of who they are. Let's see if there's anybody else of interest who weighed on this. Oh, Julian Castro. If the reports of Jussie Smollett's attack last night are true and this was a racially and homophobically motivated attack, then God willing, justice will be swift and thorough. That this happens in today's America is not surprising, but it is no less heartbreaking. This shakes us to the core. What do you say now, Julian? Does it shake you to the core now that there's hate against white people? Do you care? Wait, I've got more stories here. Hold on. I got to read you another story. That would be interesting. Oh, here, a mainstream media montage. A mainstream media montage. CNN is all in on the Jussie Smollett news, but they keep forgetting the part where he claimed the attackers were Trump supporters. Donald Trump Jr. says, I wonder why CNN keeps forgetting the Trump supporters part. They really loved the part when the story first broke. As the story unveiled and as police began to prove it was obviously a hoax, CNN went full bore in the other direction, finally turning against the Empire Star with a panel of guests denouncing what many suspected all along, that Smollett staged a hate crime hoax. And yet CNN and other networks, while attempting a collective mea culpa, have still managed to blame Trump and his supporters. The Daily Caller's Chuck Ross notes that even amidst the embarrassing fallout, every single New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, NBC, CBS reporter who has commented on this topic has defended the dear journalists, as in the ones who got the facts wildly wrong in the first place. Vox's Liz Plank's hot take on This Is MAGA Country, quote, repeatedly featured and spread by the mainstream media, is that it was driven by good intentions. Plank had this to say while appearing on CNN Sunday. The people who were repeating that quote were not news outlets. It was repeated by, sure, people who had maybe good intentions of wanting to spread the story. We can't confuse celebrity tweets with the media and the press. Wow, they're all lying. What a cover-up. All lying. The media made this the biggest news story in America. I was with Bill O'Reilly today, and Bill O'Reilly said, CBS and NBC, 1 hour of coverage all week on the national news. Do you know what an hour is in a half-hour program? They must have covered it 10 minutes one night, 10 minutes next night, 10 minutes next night, 10 minutes next night, 10 minutes next night. That's one-third of your news coverage. Are they covering one-third about the hate crime against white people and Trump supporters? No, they're not, and here's why. CBS's Lara Logan calls the media mostly liberal in a scorched-earth interview and says, I'm committing professional suicide. Always loved Lara Logan. Had no idea she was a conservative. Beautiful woman. CBS News foreign correspondent Lara Logan critiqued the international liberal media while holding up outlets like Breitbart as the opposite side of the coin. Logan spoke to retired Navy SEAL Mike Ritland about a variety of topics on Friday for the Mike Drop podcast. And the conversation eventually turned towards her agreement with Ritland that the media everywhere is mostly liberal, not just the U.S. I remember Logan is the one who got, I think, sexually assaulted, you might even say gang raped, I believe it was a gang rape, in Egypt. I know, in Egypt, in what was that square called? Is it Tiananmen? Tahrir Square. As Logan lamented that voter registration among journalists shows the media is out of balance, she came up with a metaphor to explain how the press is tinged by the sameness of opinion. Virtually anyone who's ever been to Israel, been to the Wailing Wall, has seen the women have this tiny little spot in front of the wall to pray, and the rest of the wall's for men. To me, that's a great representation of the American media. And that in this tiny little corner where the women pray, you got Breitbart and Fox News and a few others. And from there on, you have this giant area with CBS, ABC, NBC, Huffington Post, Politico, whatever, all of them. And that's a problem for me. Because if it was reversed, if it was vastly mostly on the right, that would also be a problem. My opinion is the more opinions you have, the more ways that you look at everything in life. She used President Trump's press coverage as a case, a point of how the media produces a distortion by boiling things down so there is no gray. It's all one way. Something's wrong, she said. Good job, Lara. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you want to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Well, MyPillow will help you. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll get free shipping when you click on their four-pack special. That's two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Click on the four-pack special at MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows to go anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Use promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Golden Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now. Does your bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Aptly named, right? What else would you call it? The Irving Finkelstein Show, starring Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio. That wouldn't work, would it? War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, named after yours truly. Cinegenics, by the way, should be renamed the Wayne Root Clinic. They've done great things for me. If you ever watch me on Newsmax TV, you know I look 10, 15 years younger. Everybody says it. That's because of Cinegenics. They're the best. I don't need to say anymore. I look 10 years younger, and I felt great until 3 weeks ago when I got kidney stones, which obviously has nothing to do with Cinegenics. It has to do with, you know, genetics or me or whatever. But the end result is, and I always take mega dose of vitamin C my whole life. That could have led to the kidney stones, possible. But that's okay. I never get sick. And that's why I take vitamin C. I never, ever, 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 ever get sick. And that's due to mega dose of vitamin C. But it might have caused the calcification of kidney stones, possible. We don't know yet. We'll find out when they take them out what caused them. But other than that, I'm in the best shape of my life at the age of 57 when I met Cinegenics. Now I'm 56 when I met Cinegenics. Now I'm 57. And my fitness level is up by just a twinge under 60%. Just a little tiny bit under 60% better. That's amazing. Who ever heard of such a thing? I took the fitness test when I joined Cinegenics. I took it when I walked into their office about, a month and a half ago. And my fitness level's up 60%, just a smidge under. And I'm living proof that 99% of all males, especially male CEOs with high-stress lives like mine, over the age of 50, you're in big trouble but don't know it. I thought I was in great shape, and I wound up having a bunch of things wrong with me when they took all the blood tests. Well, they reversed all those, so great job, Cinegenics. And the Cinegenics physician they assigned me is now my primary care physician. So he's really taking care of me during this whole kidney stone situation. So thank you, Cinegenics. Give them a call, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. They take such good care of people. 888-YOUNGER or go to Cinegenics.com. C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cinegenics.com. Okay, so Farrakhan, Reverend Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan, tells Sweetheart, that's the word he used, Representative Ilhan Omar, not to apologize for Israel comments. Notorious Nation of Islam leader defended Ilhan Omar for implying on Twitter last week that the pro-Israel lobbying group AIPAC compensated lawmakers in exchange for supporting the Israel state. By the way, they don't give direct contributions. They didn't compensate lawmakers. In remarks at the annual Nation of Islam Savior's Day celebration at Chicago's United Center, Farrakhan condemned lawmakers who pressured Omar to apologize. Sweetheart, don't do that. Pardon me for calling you sweetheart, but you do have a sweetheart. You sure are using it to shake the government up, but you have nothing to apologize for. Omar tweeted on February 10th that congressional support of Israel is all about the Benjamins, baby, a reference to the 97 rap song by Puff Daddy. When she was asked by the editor of the Forward newspaper who she thought is paying American politicians to be pro-Israel, she replied, AIPAC. The tweets were met with a backlash from members of both parties. President Trump called on Omar to resign from Congress, certainly resign from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The chairman of that committee, Elliot Ingalls, said it was shocking to hear a member of Congress invoke the anti-Semitic trope of Jewish money. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler called the comments deeply disappointing and disturbing. Although I do find it funny. I got to say, even I find it funny. Come on, I'm a Jewish American. I do find it funny that the chairman of the committee is Representative Elliot Ingalls, Jewish, and the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, Jewish. They're both angry. Would they be angry? I don't know. I find the whole thing funny. They're not really angry. They're just faking it. They're big liberal Jewish people. And they love her, except she happens to be a Muslim Democrat. And so they're shocked that they've allowed somebody to enter their little circle who hates Jews and hates Israel. By the way, that comment wasn't even a big deal. That wasn't the big comment. She's made tons of horrible comments against Jews in Israel that really are bad. That one is nothing other than the hypocrisy of her commenting that, you know, the reason politicians like Israel is because the Jews give them a lot of money. Well, guess what? The Muslims gave you a lot of money, darling. They gave you a lot of money, sweetheart. If Farrakhan could call you sweetheart, I'd call you sweetheart. It turns out that, well, AIPAC was supposedly giving money, which they don't, to all these politicians to support the Jewish state. CAIR, C-A-I-R, Council on American Islamic Relations, was giving a ton of money to, guess who? This gal, Ilhan Omar. It's so hypocritical to say money is how Jews bought off all of Congress when it's money from Muslim organizations that caused Democrats to be pro-Muslim. And it's money from environmentalist organizations that cause Democrats to talk all day long about climate change. And it's money from pro-immigrant organizations, pro-illegal immigrant organizations, that cause, and funding from illegal immigrants that cause Democrats to love illegals. And I would contend it's money from the Mexican drug cartels that cause them to be anti-Trump wall.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is addressing the political unrest in Venezuela. In Miami, President Trump says military leaders in Venezuela have a clear choice. Back the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, as a legitimate president of Venezuela or face consequences.
You will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You will lose everything.
Protests organized by the liberal group MoveOn.org are taking place across the country over President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. National Border Patrol Council spokesman Chris Cabrera tells Fox News the situation along the southern border with Mexico needs to be addressed.
We have thousands coming in daily and thousands that are coming in undetected on top of that. Anybody who thinks that there is no crisis and there is no need to do something down here has got their head in the sand.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills Dermatology. Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Happy President's Day to you, by the way. Speaking of Benjamins, was it Ilhan Omar said, hey, it's the Benjamins, baby. Well, who's on all those dollar bills? Presidents. Dead presidents. Happy President's Day. Happy Washington. Happy Jefferson. Happy Madison. Happy Lincoln. Happy FDR. Happy JFK. Happy Calvin Coolidge, one of my favorites. Very understated president, Calvin Coolidge. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. I've read you the articles on the show that say that central bankers, smartest financial people in the world, supposedly, are buying more gold than they've ever bought in 50 years. In the month of January, last month, they bought the most gold in a half century. That's a long time. Why would they be buying the most gold? Because they know what I know. The world is awash in debt. No matter what Trump manages to do with this economy, he's doing a great job. He's a magician so far. You don't know how long it's going to last. You don't know if there's going to be a collapse. You don't know if the rest of the world will collapse, even if America hangs in there because of Trump's policies. The rest of the world is just in major trouble. And it's because they believe the opposite things of Trump. They believe in spending. They believe in debt. They believe in massive income redistribution. They believe in welfare states. They believe in nationalized health care. They're all idiots. And so this guy who runs Tangible, CEO, his name is Silvano De Genova, has made such incredible predictions in major media. And you need someone valuable like him. You need asset protection. You need someone to show you how to protect your assets, protect what's yours. If you're a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments, get this, we'll give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. They're not giving you a $199 gold coin free because you buy something. They're giving you a $199 gold coin free just to win you over as a customer without you buying the thing. And you just have to prove that your qualified client has bought gold or silver before. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, we've got our guest, Dr. Jay Lehrer, climate change expert, science director at the Heartland Institute. The website is heartland.org. Jay Lehrer, welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, how are you?
I'm just great, Wayne. It's a delight to be back on with you again. You do a great job. We need many more of you all over the country.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I'm on the board of the Heartland Institute. I just don't even know. I'm on so many boards at this point. I'm certainly on the advisory board, if not the board.
Absolutely, the advisory board.
The advisory board. There we go. So, Doctor, you know, all we hear in the media is that it's the hottest several years. We still have global warming, and it's so hot. How is it possible you're telling me it's record-setting cold temperatures around the U.S. and global warming is a myth? We're not in the middle of global warming, so have they made these numbers up? Is it total fraud?
It's pretty much exactly what you just said, Wayne. They make the numbers up, and the sad part about it is they're made up by NASA and NOAA, the two agencies that deal the most with weather. And they make them up in order to get more funding from the government. If they can't keep people alarmed, their funding will drop. And if you went down into the fine print of them saying that the last 5 years are the hottest ever, you'd find in fine print they say there's a 38% chance that these were the warmest years ever. It's totally absurd. The warmest years in history in this country were in the 1930s and the teens. Most of the records of heat in the majority of cities in the United States were set in the area of 1917, 18, 19, and 1934, 35, 36. And the same is also true, actually, of the coldest. Most of our cold records are old records. So these are. They're all made up to attract attention to these agencies. So the deep state government will keep funding them. It's really a disgrace. And, of course, they'll blame anything. They change from global warming to climate change because everyone knows the climate is always changing. And they can blame every single weather event, whether it's cold or hot, on man-caused global warming, which the use of fossil fuels, which is a total lie. It's a ruse, and then they say that 97% of all scientists believe it. That's a joke. I mean, if you were to dig down and see a study they did of a few thousand articles that people wrote that they said a handful of them believe in climate change, it's a total joke. And at the Harlan Institute, every day of the year, we're writing articles and publishing articles and doing studies fighting back, and it's an uphill battle because the media is mostly liberal, not counting you, and they buy their ink by the barrel.
Yeah, I saw a great commentary. You know, I write so many great commentaries. I have a hard time calling anyone else's great. But I saw one that was great. It was as great as anything I would have ever written. And it was in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. It was the Wall Street Journal editorial. And it said that, I guess it showed an example in New York City, I believe, of switching over all the apartment buildings owned by New York City, projects for poor people, switching them to more energy-efficient light bulbs. And it basically said that because they pay this prevailing wage, this union wage, which is like $100 an hour to an electrician, I think it was like $80 an hour, and then they get overtime. So it was like $100 an hour to change light bulbs. It wound up costing to put a different light bulb in $1,950 per apartment. And they wasted $100 million on green energy. This idea
I think
of being green.
I think you're a little off, Wayne. I think it was $1,957.
There you go.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And this is real. I mean, these are the real numbers to put in energy-saving LED bulbs in the apartment. You're exactly right, $1,957. It's insanity. And if you look at the Green New Deal, which is this crazy lady in New York who was a bartender who can't write a complete sentence, she is demanding in her Green New Deal, which, of course, was not written by her. It's probably, I'm guessing, written by a half a dozen leftist organizations that have been banding about programs to turn this country into Venezuela.
Well, the question is whether she can even write. I mean, that would be the million-dollar question. I doubt
it. No, I don't. I like to say, and I'm fairly sure, that she would be incapable of writing a complete sentence. That requires, what, a subject, a verb, I think she's totally incapable. But she's the best thing that ever happened to us, to our position, to President Trump. I'm an optimist, but I think that if she keeps on being the face of this movement, that there is a significant number of objective people in the country who aren't liberal or conservative, when we get around to the next election, will not allow anyone of her ilk to get into the White House. That's my hope, anyway.
No, I agree with you. I think she's the best thing that ever happened to us. I love it, and I say every one of us should give a donation to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and keep her in action.
Yep.
And obviously we're right. I don't know if you saw this, but the Democratic Party is about to redistrict her district out of existence for the 2020 elections. She's not going to have a district to run in. So as
I did not know that.
Yes.
That's funny.
Obviously Pelosi and Schumer know exactly what you and I know. She is deadly to their cause.
Yep.
So, all right, so here's the question I want to ask. The Green New Deal is based on alarmist, unscientific reports, you say, of the International Panel on Climate Change. So tell us what that means. Tell us all about this International Panel on Climate Change.
The International Panel on Climate Change is a political body made up of most of the countries in the world. It's not made up of scientists. It's made up of basically politicians, and they were directed to find, to substantiate the fact that man was changing the temperature of the planet. They were not assigned to find science, to find what does control the temperature of the planet. They were charged with just finding man's role in the planet. And so virtually everything they write is wrong. I mean, they basically tell lies. And one of the interesting things, I've read many of their 1,000-page reports, and some of the reports are somewhat balanced, but when it goes through to the executive summary, a board of 8 people in the group, they totally rewrite it to make it alarmist in nature and to say that man is entirely the cause of the planet's temperature and we must get rid of fossil fuels. And getting rid of fossil fuels is basically destroying the opportunity for the least well-off people in the world to ever improve their standard of living, because coal and natural gas cost 6 or 7 cents per kilowatt hour. Solar and wind cost over 40 cents a kilowatt hour when you add in all the government subsidies and things of that nature. So it's basically almost a death sentence to the poorest people in the world, and it truly would turn us into Venezuela.
Right, so solar energy can never replace fossil fuel, right? It's impossible.
Totally impossible. First of all, you know, the sun doesn't always shine. The calculation across the country, you know, is 6 or 7 watts per square meter, and it costs more energy. I mean, one of the most fascinating things, I wrote about this recently. I wrote an article that'll be published all over the country within the next 2 weeks. I ran the numbers.
Quickly, Jay, quickly. We only have seconds.
Okay,
to go. Quickly.
The cost of creating a photovoltaic cell is more than that photovoltaic cell will produce in energy in 50 years.
And that's exactly what we found with changing over those New York City apartment buildings. Same thing. It doesn't pay. It's a massive bankruptcy for the country. Dr. Jay Lehr, climate change expert, heartland.org. Thank you, Dr. Jay.
Thank you, Wayne. A pleasure.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Up next is Newsmax TV. My last hour is simulcast on Newsmax TV. You can watch me on Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216, Dish, many cable systems around the country, or you can go to NewsmaxTV.com and click on Watch Live Now. My show is so hot, it's now on twice a day, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, coming up next. And also, it replays the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And if you don't get it on your cable system, we want you to call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Like here in Vegas, Cox Cable does not have the Wayne Allen Root Show. Thank goodness I have DirecTV, so I can watch my show and I can TiVo it and record it and watch it later. But I couldn't get it if I was on Cox TV, if I had cable in Las Vegas. So you got to call Cox TV. How do you call? You call 844-500-6397, Newsmax TV's number. They will connect you to your local cable system for free and put you right into the right person to call. 844-500-6397. You can watch Bill O'Reilly three nights a week on my show, including tonight. Great segment with Bill O'Reilly recorded earlier in the day. It's happening all over the country. A man accused of pulling a gun on a victim wearing a MAGA hat. A Tennessee man's in jail after being accused of pulling a gun at a Sam's Club customer on Saturday. According to a police report, officers were called to Sam's Club due to a person with a gun. According to the alleged victim, Terry Pierce, a man pulled a gun on him because he was wearing a MAGA hat. So there's one. Police report confirms that. A man accused of pulling guns on a couple wearing MAGA hats in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Wow. A Van store employee fired after telling a 14-year-old, go F yourself for wearing a MAGA hat. A Van store employee at Oak Park Mall in Overland Park, Kansas, terminated after saying F you to a 14-year-old customer who wore a red MAGA hat into the store. The incident was recorded and posted to social media in a video. Teenager's mother confronts the employee, then takes the issue up with the store manager. He did nothing to you, the mother told the employee. What did you say that to my, why'd you say that to my son, my 14-year-old? And the employee responded, I'm sure he's heard it before. Where's your manager? She said, let's go. The manager then told the mother then told the manager, the employee told her son to take off his hat, then he said, F you to my son. My son said nothing to him, did nothing. The a Daily Caller reached out to Vans corporate officers who responded with a statement that they had let the employee go. So, again and again, suspect arrested after viral video shows teen attacked for wearing MAGA hat. A video involving a Make America Great Again hat has gone viral. Voyeur's Nick Cardona has that story. A suspect who allegedly assaulted a San Antonio, Texas teen for wearing one of President Trump's signature Make America Great hats was arrested and charged with felony theft Tuesday night. San Antonio police nabbed Kino Jimenez without incident in nearby Universal City, Texas. Bail set $5,000. The arrest came after a cell phone video surfaced on Twitter showing 16-year-old Hunter Richard being verbally abused and assaulted for wearing the bright red hat early Wednesday inside a San Antonio outlet of the popular Whataburger fast food chain. So it's happening all over the country. It's spreading like poison. You want to hurt people who support Trump. You want to hurt people who wear a red MAGA hat. Well, screw you. Wayne Root says, bring it on. We will take to the streets. I'm telling you, we're going to reelect Trump by such a wide margin. I don't know if I could call it a landslide, because I don't think anybody wins by a landslide anymore in America. It's too evenly divided country. But I think he'll win by a safe margin of voters, and he'll win by a landslide of electoral votes. The average American is on our side, on Trump's side. And you know why? New photo shows border facility overwhelmed by migrants. You know how they say a picture tells a thousand words? Here's a picture obtained by Breitbart of a border facility overwhelmed by migrants. It's an amazing picture. It gives a glimpse into the chaos that our immigration officials are dealing with as more and more caravans target the United States border. Photos are reminiscent of the Obama-era border surge. Images provided by a source operating under the umbrella of CBP, who spoke with Breitbart of the condition of anonymity and stated the medical staff can't keep doing this, they're getting overwhelmed. Another source told Breitbart, this is no different than what we were dealing with during the Obama administration. This is happening in the Rio Grande Valley sector, the Del Rio sector, the El Paso sector, the Tucson sector, the Yuma sector, San Diego sector. It's almost across the entire southwest border. We're being overwhelmed by migrant families. Folks, Trump predicted all this. Trump predicted all of it. We are being invaded, he keeps saying. Wayne Root keeps saying, we're being invaded. This is an invasion. Plain and simple, this is an invasion. And by the way, a record high number of Americans named government as the most important problem in America. 35% of Americans named the government or politicians as the greatest problem facing the U.S. This is the highest percentage Gallup has recorded for this concern, edging out the previous high of 33% during the Obama years. Gallup asked Americans what they felt was the most important problem facing the country since 1939, as regularly compiled mentions of the government since 1964. Prior to 2001, the highest percentage ever mentioning government as the biggest problem was 26% during the Watergate scandal. So this is certainly the highest in at least 55 years. When we get back, I'll be on Newsmax TV right away. And we're going to be talking about the Trump cabinet officials who tried to remove Trump from office, along with McCabe and Comey and Rosenstein. Creeps. Creeps, all of them. And Trump declares socialism is dying amid the Venezuela catastrophe and promises this will never happen to us. When we get back, all of it on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. See you in a sec. More now.
Looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same.
We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.